News Hour, powered by News Note. News Note, now you know. The UFM News Hour with Motlhapeng Modise.
Welcome back, and we just 5 minutes away from the end of the program, and we have Lumka Olifant. As I said, Lumka is speaking for the Department of Social Development, this following their child protection dialogue that was held at the Platinum Village Primary School over the weekend. And this brought together government departments, children and caregivers to discuss the alarming trends and seek urgent collaboration solutions to the critical crisis of a sharp rise in teenage pregnancies and mental health challenges, particularly among young children. Lumka, good evening to you. Thanks for joining us on UFM.
Good evening to you and also to your listeners. Thank you for having us.
This is a tear-jerking situation, Lumka, to say the least. How bothered is the department about this situation?
Anything that hampers the growth and the development of children, especially when it also it involves their reproductive health, also finding children becoming parents at an early age, is a cause for concern, not just for the department, but just as government as a whole, and also just communities. Communities as well should be alarmed at when they are seeing young children, you know, as young as 10 years, giving birth. And it means that there's something that is not right with our society.
Yeah, yeah. But what are the signs pointing to? What causes this sharp rise in teenage pregnancies and mental health challenges?
Firstly, I think we are a society that does not respect children. We are a society that refuses to acknowledge that children need our protection. Children need to be loved. Children are not there for us, you know, to abuse them. It says that there. We also are unable to acknowledge that children need our protection. Children need to be loved. Children are not there for us, you know, to abuse them. It says that there. We also are unable to talk to our children. The first thing that we think about, even when we discipline children, is to assault them, is to beat them, you know, and beat them to better behavior. Also understanding that the minute you start using violence to a child, you are also simply teaching that child that you cannot resolve issues except for being violent. Coming back as well to the issues of sexual offenses, you know, against children. It cannot be right that a society cannot look at itself to find what is wrong with it. For any older person, you know, to decide that they want to sleep with a 10-year-old, you know. So it starts there. It starts with us not understanding and not even understanding. It starts with us not respecting how children should be treated. We don't want children to have a voice. We don't want children to be spoken to like human beings. We see children as people who must just keep quiet and do as we please with them. That's where we need to start, so that we are able to understand that they are human beings first. They are people that must be protected by all of us. You cannot be looking at a child and seeing a wife. You cannot be looking at a child and seeing a person that you can have sex with. You cannot be looking at a child even when they have done wrong. You know, sometime this year I visited one of our secure care centers where we keep our children in conflict with the law. And I spoke to some of the young boys who were, you know, sentenced for rape. When you actually listen to the story of the child, it was first an adult who committed this to this boy, and this boy then also one of the boys. I will never forget him. He said every time this guy, you know, was having sex with me, And at the time, he didn't know that he was having sex with him. You know, he was enjoying himself. And I then felt that I wanted to feel what is it that he is enjoying. So we are a people that don't respect children. We are a people that need to look at ourselves to and deep look into ourselves. How do we treat children as a society? Government can teach, government can speak to children, government can have a lot of laws.
Yeah.
But we need to make sure that, as well, when you are a parent and your child is pregnant, the first thing you should be asking and wanting to know, who has impregnated your child?
Absolutely.
So that you can be able to get to the bottom of everything. Because we find that in other areas, that even the parents, even when they know that a child has been impregnated by an older person, they don't go to report, you know?
They also
force children not to talk about who has impregnated them. So it's a myriad of issues that we have as a society which start at respecting children.
Thank you so much, Lumka. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Thanks for speaking to us, Lumka Oliphant.